Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Hey guys, before we get into today's quick tip episode, so Brandon Lucero, who was on Wednesday's episode for part one of a two-part miniseries I'm doing with Brandon all around content and messaging. Part two is coming up next Wednesday. He has a free video series that he has coming out that I want to encourage you to sign up for. It's called The Content Revolution, and it's a super helpful and actionable video series. It's all about how to finally start creating engaging content with unique messaging that creates demand, that builds profitable connection with your audience, and really forces you to stand out because you stand for something in this crowded space that we're all in the online world. He goes into in depth about how to fix your broken content and finally be heard. And he also shares a lot of examples about how successful entrepreneurs are crafting content that explodes, as he put it. So if you want to register, again, this is a free video series that he has coming out. Go to rickmulready.com/4x, the number four, the letter X. You can register at rickmulready.com/4x. All right, let's dive into today's quick tip. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another Quick Tip episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Super appreciate it. Hope all is going well, whatever you're up to right now. With these quick tip episodes, this is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact, that you can help more people. And when you do those things, your revenue increases. And those are all really good things, right? When it comes to our business. So today, my friends, we are going through another ebb. No, another flow of Facebook ad accounts being shut down. There's been an ebb and flow of, I always forget, like ebb is the low point. The flow is, I think, the top point. So we're at an increase, whatever it is, we're at, accounts are being shut down right now. And this is something that happens, you know, a couple times a year. I've seen this happen over the past 5 years or so, where Facebook goes through a period of time where they just go through a rash of shutdowns. And unfortunately, they can be at you know, without any kind of warning. Like, you're not getting any kind of ads disapproved or whatever. All of a sudden you go in there and your account's shut down, and it's super frustrating. And so if that's happened to you, I apologize. I'm sorry that that's happened to you. That sucks. But I just wanted to take a minute here on this quick tip episodes to, number one, let you know that it's happening mostly in the online business space from what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing myself. And what that means is for those of us who are in teaching people how to create online businesses, Facebook is really cracking down on accounts that are in this space. Primarily, what we're seeing is around revenue claims, specifically like time-based revenue claims. Like you cannot say that you're going to make, you know, $5,000 in the next 30 days or something like that. Guys, this is nothing new. This has been the case for a very long time. It's very clear in Facebook's ad policies. You can't make claims like that. Okay. It even, we used to be able to say something like, you know, you used to be able to talk about yourself and your own experience in how maybe you had a launch or maybe you did this kind of revenue or whatever it was. And that was fine because you were sharing your own experience. Well, Facebook is even cracking down on that. And frankly, they have been for a while now. I mean, we're talking like the last, at least like the last year and a half or so. So you have to be really careful in any kind of revenue claims, especially when it's a time-based promise that you're trying to make. Don't do it. Stay on Facebook's good side. Make sure that you're familiar with the ad policies, as I'm always talking about here on the podcast and in my emails and so forth. You got to make sure that you're familiar with them. The other thing that we're seeing is that Facebook is absolutely looking a few layers deep, if you will, when they're doing their ad approval process. What that means is not only are they looking at the ad, but they're also looking at the landing page and also the thank you page. So what that means is your ad has to be ad compliant or policy compliant. Your landing page has to be compliant, as does your thank you page. So we have to remember that Facebook is looking a few layers deep. And again, guys, this is not new. Facebook has been doing this for a few years now. And so it's nothing new, but you know, there are times like this that's happening now where, again, more accounts are being shut down sort of with no notice that these things kind of come up. So if you are still running ads, good job. Just remember that you got to be compliant, okay? No revenue claims. You can't make any kind of, you know, promises that are time-based and so forth. And remember that that Facebook reviews a few layers deep. The ad itself, the landing page, the thank you page. And one of my mastermind students brought up a really good point that Facebook's blueprint, which is their free tutorials and stuff like that, it tends to be very high level, but their ad policy tutorial in their blueprint tends to be pretty good. That we think that they updated it recently and it gives some really good examples of the types of things that you can and can't do, meaning from an image perspective, also what you can and can't say in a copy perspective. Okay. So check that out. I'll link it up in the show notes for the episode here today so you can go check that out. But just remember, just kind of really trying to hit this home for you. You cannot make any kind of revenue claims, especially time-based. And this goes for like, you know, the health and fitness space too, which has historically been a very challenging or can be very challenging niche to advertising. And you can't make any kind of promises there about weight loss or claims or anything like that. Again, this is nothing new. This has been policy for a long time. Facebook tends to go through periods of, you know, cracking down on it. And frankly, with everything that's going on Facebook and, you know, the scrutiny that they've been under, I'm not surprised at all. And frankly, I think this is a good thing. I think that the more that Facebook can clean up the experience for users, I think it's a good thing. Of course, I never want anything, you know, if you're trying to do things legitimately, I never want that, obviously, for you, that for that to happen. If it does happen, what I would encourage you to do is reach out to, and you think you're trying to do things in a legitimate way and, you know, stay within policy and you just kind of messed up, reach out to them on chat support, their ad chat support. And I'm going to link, I didn't have that link ready for you. It is facebook.com/business/help. And if you scroll about halfway down the page, there's a contact our support team. And there's a chat button right there. It's a messenger. And you could message their chat support and you can talk to them. about it, you know? And my recommendation there is to stay consistent with them. Keep following up with them. If they're not able to help you immediately, continue to try to do it. Make sure that you let them know that you are trying to be within policy, that you're going to make changes, et cetera. And just let them know that, you know, look, you're there to do things legitimately, right? And it was just an oversight on your part. So if that's happened to you, I'm so sorry that that's happened. For all of you guys who are still running ads, make sure you're within policy. Make sure you continue to review policy. I would say once every 3-4 weeks. Once every 6 months is not enough because they make changes to it. Okay. All right, my friends, as I mentioned at the top of the show, my good buddy, Brandon Lucero, he has a free video series coming out. Remember, Brandon was Wednesday's guest in part one of my interview with him. And I have part two coming up for you in the next episode. And man, it is probably, if not the best, one of the best episodes I've ever done here on the podcast. And I definitely want to encourage you to sign up for that free video series called The Content Revolution. Unbelievably helpful and actionable video series. It's all about how to finally start creating engaging content with unique messaging. Unique messaging that creates demand for your business and for your products and services and for you, that builds profitable connection with your audience and that allows you to stand out in this crowded marketplace that we're all in the online space because you stand for something. He dives into all that in depth in this upcoming video series. So definitely register, check it out. You can go to rickmulready.com/4x to register for, that's number 4, the letter X. Okay. All right, my friends, I hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here of the Art of Online Business podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.